You know, you run your route, and you really don't care too much about, you know, what's around and stuff like that. You just, you know, you see the ball. So it's just, you know, you just focus, you just catch it. Nothing more than that. So.
Did you play baseball or anything? I mean, that's like a similar thing to track.
Nah, I never. Just football and basketball.
Is that something you and Randy Moss maybe worked on this offseason?
Nah, definitely not.
Does this wide receiver group change with Golden out?
Everybody else, you know, has to step up. You know, we're getting Kenny back, you know. You know, obviously, Golden's a great playmaker, you know, and we'll get him back as soon as we can. But until then, you know, we that's why we practice, and, you know, all of us are in, grinding every day, you know, and then this next man up.
Your approach is without Kenny.
Excuse me?
What have you missed without Kenny the last few weeks?
Obviously, he's his physical presence. Obviously, he could go and do it all, you know. So it'd be good to have him back.
Do you take that as a little bit of an opportunity for yourself to maybe be one of those guys that steps up? And do you
no, I just want to do what I could do every game. You know, it doesn't change my focus. You know, I want to be that guy. You know, that goes out and makes a ton of plays every game. So it doesn't.
Is it good that you've had guys like TJ and Aberderis show that they can step up and make plays for you guys early on in the season? So it's not like a foreign thing to it.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, that's why they're here. You know, you see, you know, throughout camp how versatile they were, and how many big plays they made. So definitely, you feel they've got some gameplay this whole season. So yeah.
How valuable was that time off just to really get away from football, Marvin?
It was great. It was great. You know, obviously it came at a time that we needed it with a couple guys down and, you know, had some lumps and bruises. But it was great for the mind, you know, to escape and, you know, just take some time to reflect and then kind of let it pass by. So, so it came at a great time.
You're familiar with the Pittsburgh Steelers with your time down in Cincinnati. You have personal grudge with them? Does that still linger with you?
It doesn't linger. Maybe it will when I line up across them. But that was left in Cincinnati.
What is it about that team, though? Their defense always just seems to find a way to pull it together.
Well, they create chaos. You know, they have a good front seven. They like to do some weird, crazy things in terms of blitzing and stuff like that. So that's kind of how they always been. You know, tough, hard nose. So it's always a good opportunity to play against a team like that.
Their pass defense, though, is a little bit better than it has been. I think they're top three in pass defense this year. What makes them so?
Well, they're playing well. You know, it's kind of like whoever goes out there, you know, takes the role of, you know, the symbol of their, you know, their organization, and they have a great front seven. You know, they have always, you know, historically had one, and you know they have some defensive linemen that are athletic and get to the quarterback they have a good overall defense. So it's going to be a great challenge for us, and I can't wait.
They play more zone than anyone. Yeah. What is the challenge with that?
You just got to find your spots, you know, execute whatever the game plan is, you know. So it's nothing different than, you know, any of the zone teams we've been playing. Obviously, they do a little bit, do things a little bit differently. But at the same time, we have to have a plan and execute it.